It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. It's the birthday of American poet, novelist, and critic Alan Tate, born in Winchester, Kentucky in 1899. Tate was a leading exponent of the New Criticism, and in both his criticism and his poetry, he emphasized the writer's need for a tradition to adhere to. He found his tradition in the culture of the conservative agrarian South, and later in Roman Catholicism, to which he converted in 1950. In 1918, Tate entered Vanderbilt University in Nashville, where he helped found The Fugitive, a magazine for a group of young poets known collectively as The Fugitives, of course. Tate introduced The Fugitives to the poetry of T.S. Eliot, whose attitudes toward modern life and whose emphasis on the hollowness of modern man found an echo in Tate's own themes. From 1934, he taught at Southwestern College in Memphis, the Women's College of the University of North Carolina, Princeton, and the University of Minnesota. In 1943, he was named poetry consultant to the Library of Congress. He held the position, which later became known as Poet Laureate Consultant in Poetry of the United States, for 1 year. He then joined the Swanee Review, which acquired wide importance as a literary magazine under his editorship. Tate's only novel, The Fathers, which appeared in 1938, refashioned the Jason Medea myth to spread agrarian beliefs. His collected poems appeared in 1977, and his essays of four decades were published in 1969. He died in Nashville on February 2, 1979, at age 79. Here are three excerpts from his Ode to the Confederate Dead. Row after row with strict impunity the headstones yield their names to the element. The wind whirs without recollection. In the riven troughs the splayed leaves pile up, of nature the casual sacrament to the seasonal eternity of death. Then, driven by the fierce scrutiny of heaven to their election in the vast breath, they sow the rumor of mortality. Turn your eyes to the immoderate past. Turn to the inscrutable infantry, rising demons out of the earth. They will not last. Stonewall, Stonewall, and the sunken fields of hemp, Shiloh, Antietam, Malvern Hill, Bull Run, lost in that orient of the thick and fast, you will curse the setting sun. What shall we say who have knowledge carried to the heart? Shall we take the act to the grave? Shall we, more hopeful, set up the grave in the house, the ravenous grave? Leave now the shut gate and the decomposing wall. The gentle serpent green in the mulberry bush riots with his tongue through the hush, sentinel of the grave who counts us all. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 19th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.